From high atop the Rocky Mountains, this is Sky Sox warm-up from Security Service Field. Hello and welcome back to the ballpark. Sam Farber here alongside Dan Karcher, ready for the final regular season home game of this 2009 campaign for the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. It's been a fun and exciting adventure, but it could come to an end, at least here at home, tonight with this final matchup between the Sky Sox and the Portland Beavers. We'll get you set for it here on the show. Coming up later, we'll have the Massage Envy starting pitching matchups. Also, Dan Karcher sits down with Dan Ortmeier, one of the real key cogs to this Sky Sox offense, which all season long has been amongst the best in the Coast League. Dan Ortmeier and Dan Karcher get together a little bit later here on the show. Coming up next, we'll have the Pepsi call of the game from yesterday's victory for the Sox, a 12-9 marathon affair here at Security Service Field. And we'll have a quick checkup on the call-ups, let you know how the Rockies did earlier today against the Mets up in Lodo. Much to talk about here as the Sky Sox are trying to hang on to a two-game lead in the Pacific North Division and make it back to the playoffs for the first time in over a decade. Should be a fun final games. We'll get you ready for this one a little more after this here on Sky Sox warm-up on News Talk 1460 KZNT.
News Talk 1460 KZNT.
Sky Sox are going for the sweep tonight here against the Portland Beavers. The Rockies were also going for a sweep earlier today, hosting the Mets for the third and final game of that short three-game set. The Rockies ended up on the short end of the stick, 8-3 the final in favor of the Metropolitans. Carlos Gonzalez was in the leadoff spot. He was 1-for-3 for the Rockies with a walk in the game. Chris Iannetta, who was with the Sky Sox earlier this year on a rehab stint, had his running shoes on. He was 2-for-4 with a triple and a home run. Eric Young Jr. entered the game as a pinch hitter. He was 0-for-1, and a bunch of former Sky Sox pitchers came out of the bullpen for the Rocks. Joel Peralta threw an inning in a third, allowing two hits and a run, striking out one. Randy Flores struck out the only batter he faced. Juan Rincon went a third of an inning, walking a batter. Matt Hergest went an inning, giving up a run on three hits, and Josh Fogg closed it out, pitching to the final batter of the game, at least for the Rockies, as far as them on the mound. Again, the final score in that one, 8-3. Final score in this one, to be determined. We'll see if the Sky Sox can come away with the sweep here in the final home series of this 2009 regular season. Make sure you're keeping it tuned right here to News Talk 1460 KZNT all through the weekend as the Sky Sox play the final four in Tacoma and try it make it back into the postseason. Been a while for the team. We'll see if they can't get there. The Sky Sox have had one real key cog to their offense throughout this season that really hasn't gotten a lot of credit. That's Dan Ortmeier. He's put up consistent numbers all season long. Ortmeier hitting .296 on the year, 70-plus RBIs. He's got a few home runs as well, 7 on the season. And he sits down with our Dan Karcher in a couple minutes. Yesterday, another guy who's kind of been in a similar role, Mark Bellhorn, had a big hit. There were a lot of hits, 18 in total for the Sky Sox, but this one seemed to put it out of reach for the Portland Beavers. Came in the sixth inning, an 11-batter inning, but this was the key one. Mark Bellhorn at the plate. Here's the Pepsi call of the game.
Bellhorn swings and drills it right center field, up the gut, all the way to the wall it goes. That's going to chase on Kenny Perez into third. Colonel getting away. He's going to try and score. No throw to the plate. Colonel is in. Two-run double for Mark Bellhorn. And the Sox now lead it 10-6.
Bellhorn pushes his RBI total up to 32 on the season with that two-run double. Dan Karcher there on the call. It was the Pepsi call of the game. Pepsi, your world, your Pepsi, your official soft drink of your Sky Sox. Coming up next, Dan Karcher and Dan Ortmeier sit down here at Security Service Field. Keep it right here on Sky Sox warm-up on News Talk 1460 KZNT. Security Service Field for possibly the last time in this 2009 season. Just a two-game lead for the Sky Sox over the Tacoma Rainiers. Remember, they'll play four to finish out this season starting tomorrow. You can hear Sky Sox warm up tomorrow at 7:45 Mountain Time right here on News Talk 1460 KZNT. Time now for the Massage Envy starting pitching matchups, presented, of course, by Massage Envy. They have two locations in Colorado Springs. One is in the marketplace at Briargate. The other just up the road from Security Service Field in the Ridgeview Marketplace at Powers and Stetson Hills. Massage Envy, the feeling everybody wants. couple of top prospects or former top prospects going head-to-head tonight in the pitching matchup for the top affiliate of the San Diego Padres, the Portland Beavers. It'll be right-hander Cesar Carrillo, the former first-round pick of the Padres back in 2005 out of the University of Miami, and the former number one overall prospect in that organization. He is 0-3 this season with the Beavers, but he has pitched with the Padres at the big league level 1-2 in three starts up there with an ERA over 13. Very talented pitcher who's trying to get back up there to the big leagues and stay there for good. He'll look for a positive start tonight. Jolys Chacin will be going up against him. This right-hander's 1-2 in the springs with a 5.23 ERA. His problem has been walks. He has walked 11 batters in just over 10 innings, but opposing hitters are hitting just .176 against him. So if he can get over the plate, could be an exciting night here at Security Service Field. Those are the starting pitchers. We'll have the starting lineups for you in just a couple moments. That'll do it for Sky Sox warm-up. For Dan Karcher, I'm Sam Farber, hoping you'll stay tuned. Sky Sox baseball from Security Service Field against the Portland Beavers starts next.
Now,
in the shadow of Pikes Peak, this is Sky Sox baseball from Security Service Field. Hello, everyone, and welcome back for possibly the final time in this 2009 season. The Sky Sox take the field here at home at Security Service Field. Their opposition, the Portland Beavers, top affiliate of the San Diego Padres, they're trying to avoid a sweep. The Sky Sox are trying to send the fans home possibly one last time here at the ballpark in the Springs on a positive note. Sky Sox currently up two games in the Pacific North Division. We'll talk more about the race and the starting lineups in just a few, but right now we're going to send it down to the field where Tiffany Enos is getting ready for tonight's national anthem. A beautiful rendition of our national anthem under what is right now a beautiful setting. Blue sky, green grass, a perfect day for baseball to start. There are some more ominous clouds off to the west right now. Hopefully those will miss us here at the ballpark and we can have a great final regular season matchup here at Security Service Field. The Bevos are managed by Duffy Dyer. He stacks them up this way. Here are the starting lineups. Craig Stansbury is at third base. He'll lead things off. Russ Adams has struggled this series, batting just .091. He's in bingo territory, but he's batting second for the fourth time this series. Chad Huffman's in the three spot. He's having a great series, batting .727 with a home run, four RBIs and three doubles on the set. Mike Baxter's in right field. He'll be cleaning things up. Val Pascucci, the first baseman, bats fifth. In center field, it's Danny Putnam. He'll bat in the sixth spot. Yamid Hod will do the catching and bat seventh. Batting eighth, Brett Doughty, the shortstop, and the pitcher Cesar Carrillo will round things out, batting ninth. Starting lineup for the Sky Sox announced by manager Stu Cole, looking to guide this squad to the postseason for the first time in over a decade. Sky Sox still up two games with five left to go, four of them against and at second place Tacoma. Stu Cole stacks him up this way. Mike McCoy is at shortstop. He'll bat first. He is top five in the Coast League in runs scored, stolen bases, and on base percentage. Chris Fry back in center field. He'll hit second in the three spot. It's Matt Miller, the left fielder. Matt Merton is in right field. He's had a great series, batting .429 with a couple of home runs and six RBI. He'll clean things up from right. Paul McAnulty is batting fifth. He's over at first base. Christian Kernel will man the hot corner third base and bat sixth. In the seven hole, it is Sal Fasano, the catcher. He's batting .571 on the series, 4-for-7 with three doubles. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jonathan Herrera, and rounding things out in the nine spot, it is the pitcher, Jolys Chacin. Those are the starters. Time for the start of the play-by-play. Here is Dan Karcher.
Okay, thank you, Sam Farber.